You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Because if the crowd's not with you, brother, they'll tie you up. How many of you pastors have found that out? I mean, they can tie you up. So I explained to them. I said, you know what the Lord said to me? And I don't know whether they believed or not, but they watched. And I just punched her in the stomach, not real hard, with my fist, and said, in the name of Jesus. And God's my witness, and hundreds of people. About as many as is in this one section here, all the way back to those stands back there, I guess. About that many people. That thing went down just like you'd stuck a pin in a balloon. And she gathered her dress up around her and said, why, it's gone. I said, it sure has. She said, I don't know where it went. I said, I don't either. Where did it go?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Taking Your Place, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
So I began to get people healed. And from then on, the rest of that meeting, I took them back there and ministered to them. Pastor said, I said, the Lord told me, don't even let the pastor back there. Or his wife. I thought he might close the meeting on me, but he didn't. Unless they will come for healing. But you know what happened? About a year later, I was attending a certain meeting and that pastor was there. He had changed churches and he said, Brother Hagin, I'm going to apologize to you. Well, I said, fine. I don't know what you need to apologize to me for. But he said, you remember you held me a meeting last year? See, when I say year, it's calendar year, but it was more than 12 months. Oh, yeah, 15, 16 months, yeah. Well, he said, I know exactly why you took the people aside. So I said, me and my wife were so full of unbelief, God couldn't have done anything. You know, sometimes that's the truth. Amen. I know exactly why you took them aside. And I want to apologize to you because I was such a great hindrance to you. Well, I said, boy, you sure were, but thank God anyway. But he said, I want you to know I've got lined up with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, sometimes people think, I know a lot of times in churches, a lot of times in ministering people, I don't minister to them out front. You couldn't have got them healed to save your life out front, or couldn't got them filled with the Holy Ghost out front to save your life, because the very atmosphere is charged with unbelief. You got to get back somewhere else. Did you ever stop thinking about it? You're doing the works of Jesus when you do that. Now, don't just do that because somebody else did it. Just do it in the flesh and nothing will happen. But you do it, bless God, inspired by the Spirit of God, because He said do it and something will happen. Not only that, but you ever notice here that in one of these cases that Jesus, the Word of God tells us that He spit on His finger and touched that fellow's tongue and put His fingers in his ears. I mean, we spit on him. Isn't that terrible? You got any scripture for that? Well, no, I don't find any precedent at all for that. But you see, if the Holy Ghost tells you, it'll work. I was preaching, first time this happened to me is right here in the state of Oklahoma, down in southeast Oklahoma in Broken Bowl, in Assembly of God Church. And I saw this woman in the healing line. You've heard me tell it before, but it's a bare repetition. And I knew she couldn't be pregnant because she must be 70 years old. And yet her stomach's big, you know, just like she's about 9 months pregnant. And so when she got up to me, she just sort of wore what I call a Mother Hubbard dress. Actually, it just hung from her shoulders down, you know. I mean, because she's... And so I said, when she got up to me, I was taking them one by one. I said, well, what's wrong with you? Well, she said, you see this huge tumor? I said, yeah. Well, she said, I'm 72 years old. She said, I've been operated on twice. And it came back the third time up in Oklahoma City. And she said, the third time when it came back, I went back there to Oklahoma City, and the doctors, several of them, they had a consultation, and they said, we're not going to operate on you. We feel that you'll live longer if we don't touch it anymore. And you'll probably have about 2 years to live. Well, she said, you see, it's been 18 months. You see this huge thing? I said, yes, ma'am. Well, she said, isn't it wonderful, though, that you and I have inside information? I mean, information inside the Word of God. Praise God. And quoted the scripture, Himself took our infirmity and bare. She said, that's right, and I'll be healed, too. Just go ahead and lay your hands on me. So I laid my hand on her forehead, and the Word of the Lord came unto me. Just like somebody standing behind me said, hit her in the stomach with your fist. Now, in my mind, I mean, I went right on praying. But down in here, I'm having a conversation with the Lord. See, He's down in there, you know. I said, Lord, you're going to get me in trouble going around hitting women in the stomach with your fist. And of course, I got the reason in that, and anointing lifted from me. And I'd taken my hand off of her forehead. And so I put my hand on her again, started to minister to her. And the word of the Lord came unto me, said, hit her in the stomach with your fist. Lord, I said, I don't much believe I won't do that. I've never done anything like that, never heard of anybody doing anything like that. And so I said, I got over in the natural realm, and the anointing lifted from me. So the third time, I put my hand on her forehead again, started to minister to her, and the word of the Lord came unto me and said, hit her in the stomach with your fist. I said, Lord, I don't know much won't do that. You're going to get me in trouble. And the anointing lifted from me. And so I put my hand on her head again, forehead, and started to pray. And the word of the Lord came unto me since it. And so I thought, well, I better explain this to this crowd. Because if the crowd's not with you, brother, they'll tie you up. How many of you pastors have found that out? I mean, they can tie you up. So I explained to them. I said, you know what the Lord said to me? And I don't know whether they believed or not, but they watched. And I just punched her in the stomach, not real hard, with my fist, and said, in the name of Jesus. And God's my witness, and hundreds of people. About as many as is in this one section here, all the way back to those stands back there, I guess. About that many people. That thing went down just like you'd stuck a pin in a balloon. And she gathered her dress up around her and said, why, it's gone. I said, it sure has. She said, I don't know where it went. I said, I don't either. Where did it go? But it gone. Her stomach was as flat. Started to say it's mine, but mine ain't flat. not anymore. Amen. Amen. Well, now, you see, Jesus did things different sometimes. The church is going to do the works of Jesus. You know, I don't believe Jesus just spit on his finger to be a spitting. I believe he's inspired by the Spirit of God to do that, don't you? And if the Holy Ghost inspires you, it'll work. If it didn't work, that wasn't him. That's either your spirit or some other spirit. Amen? You better be sure the Lord's speaking to you. Now, right on the other hand, we were in Detroit in a meeting. Last meeting we had up there, you know, where the church met, you know, in that auditorium. And so there was a lady. I laid hands on a lady. I didn't know because I just don't pay attention. Folks, just go ahead and lay hands on them. Don't look for anything. I'm not going beside anyway. But this woman had a 38-pound tumor. I mean, doctors have got a scan of it and everything. They know exactly just how big it is and so on. And she's 72 inches in the waist. When I laid hands on her, the power of God came on and she fell in the floor. And when she got up, she is only 30-some-odd inches in the waist. And her husband, and she called into the office afterwards because they went to the doctor that was going to operate on her, and he examined her. And he said, I'll tell you something else, because she'd had an operation before, removed her female organs, some of them. He said, you know, I told you folks you couldn't have any children, but I don't understand it, but those female organs are back in there. And if you don't want to have children, he said, you better use some kind of preventative, birth control, because you can have children now. Because those ovaries are back there. See, God not only can heal folks, but he's in the miracle-working business. See, you have to understand that healing is a renewal of the body from a disease condition. But for God to put those, and I've had that to happen a number of times. For God to put those organs back in there, I mean, that's a miracle. Now, you see, there's more to this story. You know, I had my niece to stand up the other night. Stand up again, Joy, because new people are here. You've heard me tell this. See, this is my niece, one of my nieces. We call her Joy. Her name actually is Joyce. But she was, when she was 16 years old, she had her first operation. By the time she's 21 years old, she's had 5 operations. And then she had married, and her husband's in the Air Force in San Antonio in Randolph Field. And she's facing further. Well, she'd had one operation there. And so they told him, the doctors hadn't told him before, but said the first operation when she's 16 was for cancer. And their female of them had taken out some of them, wanted to leave what they could because maybe, you know, she could be a mother sometime. But every time they'd take out a little bit more, and every time a little bit more. And said every operation was for cancer. And now then this cancer spread from her female organs up through her lower stomach and into her stomach. And said, we're going to send her to the to Walter Reed Hospital. She's in the Air Force. Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., and give her the gold ray treatment. You remember Mr. Dulles was Secretary of State. He got the gold ray treatment there and died, you remember. Didn't work. And they said, if this works, which we hope it does, that is, stops it from spreading, won't cure it, but stops it, she might live another 2 years. Possibly she could live. That's about the best. Boy, that's not much for a 21 or 22-year-old, is it? You might live 2 more years. Well, her home churches are praying, and the church they went to there in San Antonio, Full Gospel Church, were praying, and we were praying. And so we, 1958, you see. And over Thanksgiving time, we were up in that part of the country and preached at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. First Four Square Church, Brother Myers. You remember him. And so then we said, we'll go over there and see her. Well, after she got this treatment, they wouldn't let anybody in for several days because it's a radiation, you see. But we'll wait, and, you know, we're on our way to North Carolina anyway, and we'll stop by and see her. But I'm preaching one night there in the First Four Square Church in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in November of 1958. And I'm preaching right in the middle of my sermon. Right in the middle of my sermon. It's just like somebody tapped me on the back. Turn around, ain't nobody back there. So I stopped. And I saw it just as plainly, how to deal with that situation. See, we try to do it in the flesh. But I saw it in the spirit. And I commanded her to be well. And the rest of them, they didn't know what I'd done. I just said to the congregation, stop, I've got to do something here. And I did it. And so they didn't send her to Walter Reed Hospital. Every day, they kept her. See, within 10 days, we're going to send you. 10 days passed, they didn't send her. And they kept running tests. They kept running tests. They kept running tests. And after another 10 days, they called her in. And they said to her, you know, she thought, well, this is it. The devil told her mind, you're not going to be healed. They spread too far. They're going to tell you nothing to be done. You're just going to die right away. But about 5 doctors and one of them, the spokesman, he said, sit down now. We got something to tell you. So she sat down and thought, boy, this is going to be bad. But he said, no, this is good. He said, it's all disappeared. We can't find a trace of it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son, Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord, Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time, and we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
So many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
All right.
So that's for a gift
of $25 or more. Go to your device right now to rhema.org, and once you order it and push that send button,
yes,
it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
Send it to you.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Taking Your Place. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.